Praise the Lord. Felt like the Lord was dealing with me this afternoon. Speak to our hearts. So glad for you to be in church. Glad to have Scott with us tonight. God bless you, Scott, for being here. First time. Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 18. I'm going to read a few verses of scripture. I'll start in verse number 17 and read a very familiar story. And see that the Lord can speak to our hearts tonight. I pray we'll all be ready. Thank you, Jesus. That's my prayer, is that we all are ready. That's my prayer every day for you, is that you're ready for the Lord's return. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 17, it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? He answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou, my father's house. And if ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Balaam's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood. Put no fire under it, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under it. And call ye on the name of your God. I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first. For ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. They took the bullet which was given them, they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us! But there was no voice, nor any that answered. They leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. They cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. It came to pass when midday was past that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put wood in order, and cut the bullocks in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on burnt sacrifices and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time, and they did it the second time. He said, do it the third time, and they did it the third time. The water ran about the altar and filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, this is where I want to preach from tonight, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. That's what I'm going to preach on. We're going to read some more, but that right there, turn our heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, hallelujah, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces,
And they said, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. Hallelujah. Can we just stretch our hand up? Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Let the fire fall upon us, God, and consume the sacrifice. God, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and lick up the water that's in the trench, God. Oh, God, move in our hearts, we pray. Move in our families, we pray. Move in our children, we pray. Move in our marriages, we pray. Move in us, Lord. Move for us, God. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Turn our hearts back again. The Bible here tells us, amen, that Elijah prayed this short prayer, just a little bitty short prayer. And in this prayer, he says, oh God, let them know that you're the God. Let them know that I'm your servant. And I've done everything that you told me to do. And he said, Lord, let them know, hallelujah, that you have turned their heart. Church, God's been dealing with me. You know God has the power to stick his hand in somebody's heart and turn it. I mean, you know, you can just hear it click, 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 click. Turning that heart. Hallelujah. That old hard heart. Turning it. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 21 and verse 1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Glory to God. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever will. There's been a lot of people that I prayed for and I said, Lord, you said in Proverbs 21 and 1 that the king's heart's in your hand. I know their heart can be in your hand. Amen. Brother and sister, if they're going to get saved, God's going to have to turn their heart back again. If we're going to have revival, God's going to have to turn our hearts back again. If we're going to see a move of God, it'll take God reaching down into the heart and turning the heart back again. God can do it. God has the power. God has the authority. Hallelujah. God can turn our hearts back again. I'm preaching tonight on turn our hearts back again as a prayer. Hallelujah. Psalms 80 and verse number 3 said, turn us again. Can somebody say again? Turn us again, O God. Cause thy face to shine and we shall be saved. Reads a few verses of scripture. Amen. Verse number 7. Turn us again, O God. Hallelujah. God of hosts. Verse number 3 says, turn us again, O God. Cause thy face to shine and we shall be saved. Verse 7 says, turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine and we shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Verse number 19, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Praise God. Turn us again, O God. Turn us back to you, Lord. Amen. Reach down in the hearts of our loved ones. Reach down in the hearts of sinners. Amen. Reach your hand right down in there and cause that heart to be turned. God can use circumstances. God can use situations. And God can use the fire of God. Hallelujah. And a praying man of God, a praying servant. Hallelujah. You know, Israel at this time, this was a very difficult time. It hadn't rained for 3 years and 6 months to this day that he was on Mount Carmel. 3 years and 6 months it had not rained a drop. God had hid Elijah. He had hid him by a brook and the birds fed him. The ravens fed him. He had sent him to a widow woman. When the brook dried up, he went down to a widow woman's house. Amen. And that widow woman, the famine was so great in that whole land. Amen. That Elijah goes down there and she's gathering sticks. And the Bible says that Elijah said, get me something to drink. Get me something to drink. And she was going. He said, make me a little cake. She says, amen. Said, the Lord God knows I ain't got no, just a handful of meal. And said, I was going to make this. And said, me and my son was going to eat it and die. That's how bad the famine was. And the Bible says, y'all know the story, Elijah said, thus saith the Lord. He said, go and do what you said. Hallelujah. But make me a little cake first. I don't know how big she made it. Amen. Praise God. We go out there to Denny's and they cook them kids' meals. And I mean, they got pancakes like that, you know. And I don't know how big she made it, but he just said, make me a little cake first. Glory to God, for thus saith the Lord. Amen. The barrel of meal shall not waste. Amen. Nor the crucible fail until the Lord send rain upon the earth. Y'all know where he was at? He was in Jezebel's hometown. That widow woman was in Jezebel's hometown. Jezebel had searched everywhere for looking for Elijah. Ahab had searched everywhere looking for Elijah. Elijah, amen, was at an old widow's house. Hallelujah, in Jezebel's hometown. But it hadn't rained. It hadn't rained for a long time, 3 years and 6 months. He's standing on Mount Carmel. Amen. He tells the prophets of Baal. He makes fun of them. Praise God. He says, call, cry aloud. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's on a journey. Maybe he's talking. Maybe something, you know, where's he at? Praise God. What's going on? They're jumping all over the altar. They're cutting their sails. Bloods are running out everywhere. What a show. Amen. You know, the devil can put on a show, but he can't produce the fire.
Amen.
He can put on a show. Amen. He can entertain and he can show out. And he can make a big splash, but he cannot produce the fire. The Bible said none regarded, none answered. Amen. The false gods of this world will not answer. They won't answer in time of trouble. They won't answer in time, amen, of prayer. They will not answer because they don't have no ears. They can't hear. They don't have no hands. They can't move. Amen. But we serve a God who has hands. Young people, God has hands just like you have hands. God has feet just like you have feet. God has toes just like you got toes. God has eyes. He's got ears. We was made in the image and likeness of God. Hallelujah. God is a living being. He's alive. And the Bible said that Elijah prayed and said, Lord, amen, let these people know you're God and that you have turned their heart back again.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, we need God to turn some people's hearts back again.
Amen.
We need God to turn our hearts back again. The Bible says, you know what the first thing that happened after God turned their hearts back again? The first thing that happened was they fell on their face. The first thing that happened, you know, when the fire fell, that's when their heart turned back. Amen. It don't take 6 weeks for God to turn a heart back again.
Amen.
I know, I appreciate all that the world does and as far as efforts that they do, like, you know, 10-step programs and AA and NA and BA and DA and, I mean, you know, all these A's and B's and everything. I mean, all these steps. And I know that they're doing the best they can. And that's fine. I'm not here to knock that. But it don't take 10 steps. It takes God to send revival to the church. Hallelujah. And chains of sin are broken. Addictions are broken. Hallelujah. Amen. Junkards are no longer junkards. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Wife beaters are no longer wife beaters. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Cheaters are no longer cheaters. Amen. Sinners are no longer sinners. Amen. I'm talking about God can turn our hearts back again. The first thing they did was they fell on their face before God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when God sends revival, we say, man, when God sends revival, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. I'm telling you, when God sends a real revival, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to fall on our face before God and honor Him and worship Him and glorify His name and fear Him. Amen. When God sends a revival, He'll send a revival of the fear of the Lord. Amen. Well, we honor God. When Moses come to that bush, amen, and the Bible said that Moses turned aside, Amen. Hallelujah. What was the first thing God said to him? He said, Moses, take your shoes off, for the place you stand on is holy ground. Amen. And when God sends revival to us, church, amen, the first thing we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take our shoes off, so to speak. Glory to God and honor God and worship the Lord and praise the Lord. You know, when God sends revival, He's going to bless you. He's going to bless your finances. He's going to bless your home. He's going to bless your family. He's going to bless you. Hallelujah. But the first thing He's going to do is He's going to get the glory. The people fell on their face, amen, and began to worship God. I'm talking about turn us again, O God, and cause Thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn our hearts back again. When Joshua came to Jericho and he was going to try to, you know, there was the walls of Jericho was so mighty, he didn't know what to do. Amen. The Bible says that there was a man standing over there who had his sword drawn. Hallelujah. Can y'all just bear with me just for a moment? Hallelujah. And help me just for a moment, and we'll be done here just shortly. Amen. Hallelujah. But he had his sword drawn in his hand, and he was going to give him, praise God, the orders on what he needed to do. Glory to God. And the Bible says that he said, who are you? Are you for our enemies or are you for us? He said, I'm not for neither one. He said, who are you then? He said, I'm the captain of the Lord's host. Glory to God. The Bible said, Joshua said, what do you got to say to your servant? What do you got to say? Amen. What are we going to do? Are we going to go over here to the east, or are we going to go to the west, or are we going to go to the north or south? He said, take your shoes off your feet, because the place you're standing is holy ground. That was an Old Testament appearance of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the captain of the Lord's host. Hallelujah. Amen. And the first thing we've got to do is we got to get our reverence for God. Hallelujah. And when God sends revival, there'll be reverence for God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There'll be reverence for His name. Amen. The Bible said, amen, you know, we live in a day and hour, people don't fear God. They ain't no more afraid of God. They'll come to the house of God, amen, be in the presence of God, amen, and walk right out the doors and sin. Right out of the presence of God and sin. Amen. No fear of God. No fear of the things of God. No fear of the worship of God. Amen. But when God let the fire fall, and when God lets the fire fall, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to fall on our face before God. Hallelujah. And honor Him and worship Him. Amen. Turn our hearts back again. Brother and sister, if we're praying for folks to be saved, amen, the only way they're going to be saved is if God turns their heart back again. Amen. Hallelujah. God will have to turn their heart back to Him. Turn their heart back to the church. Turn their heart back to His people. Amen. Put a desire in our heart. It starts with a desire, church. It starts with a desire. That's where it starts. Amen. You know why people get out of churches? Because they lose their desire. They lose their desire to worship God. They lose their desire to praise His name. They lose their desire to do things for God. Amen. We've got to stay active in the ways of God. Amen. But they fell on their face. I read a story about a man up around Rhode Island that him and the boat was wrecked years ago. The boat was wrecked, and him and his son was on there, and they got on a lifeboat. They was on this little boat. And the son wanted to help his father oar, but you know, and they was icy waters. And he said, no, son, you sit right here. And he put him at the back of the boat, and the dad was pushing the oars and was going. Well, when they got to shore, he went to get his son, and his son had froze to death. And the point of the story is, in the house of God, amen, if we don't stay active, we'll freeze to death. Hallelujah. If he would have let him help push those oars, amen, he would have kept him alive and kept him warm. But the Bible says to turn our hearts back again. You know what the next thing that they did was? The very next thing that they did was they took the prophets of Baal, amen, and killed them. You know, when God sends revival, there'll be some cleaning out in the house. Amen. When God sends revival, there'll be some cleaning out in the house. There'll be some things that we start getting rid of. When God sends revival, there'll be some praying through. Amen. There'll be some waking up. We need to wake up, church. We need to wake up. Hallelujah. We need to get right with God. Amen. That song says, I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. Hallelujah. Amen. We might be in good standing with one another, but are we in good standing with God? Amen. Is our name written down in heaven? Is our name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Praise God. Hallelujah. The next thing that they did was, amen, they took the prophets of Baal. Amen. And they killed them. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I remember years ago when I was a teenager, I went and preached this revival up in northern Oklahoma, up by Tulsa. And it was a youth revival. We was preaching and the Lord kind of got to moving. You know, this is before I was married. I was just a single teenager. And I would preach one night and my brother Joseph would preach another night. And we was drive back and forth and we'd go up there and preach. And the Lord started filling those teenagers and those young people, Sister Tanya, with the Holy Ghost. Started to fill them with the Holy Ghost one night. Amen. God just started filling them with the Holy Ghost. Well, the preacher said, well, let's go on in revival. Man, we started having revival. People started getting healed. And amen. Well, one night there was this little boy. I think he was 5 years old. I know he was a little bitty boy. He's sitting right over here. Amen. He just began to lift his hands and the Holy Ghost began to speak through him. The Holy Ghost began to touch him and just feel him and just feel that house. Amen. God was sending the fire down and we want the fire of God to fall. Amen. But, you know, in that revival, God started moving. Hallelujah. And God started blessing. God started blessing that church. That church is still blessed because of that revival. And God just sent revival. But, you know, after that, after the Lord started filling those young people with the Holy Ghost, people started getting rid of stuff. They started coming to the pastor and saying, we want to get rid of this and we want to get rid of that. We want to get rid of different things. And so the pastor, he said, well, let's set a trash can out here tonight. So different ones was wanting to do this and people was throwing stuff in there. You know, some of it was clothes and some of it was bad music and some of this different stuff. And they was throwing it in and they was putting it, you know, some of the kids was going out and getting in their car and getting different things, throwing in that big old black trash can. And as putting that stuff in there, and I was thinking, man, God's helping us. And he said, I'm going to leave it out here tomorrow night, too. He said, some of y'all might want to bring something tomorrow night. He said, we'll leave this trash can. He said, if y'all want to bring stuff, put in this trash can, just bring it from your house and bring it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The next night, you open that door. People was carrying armloads of stuff in. They filled the platform. Filled this side. He said, we're going to have a burning tomorrow night. We went out to a deacon's house in the country. Church, I'm telling you, it was as big, this pile was as big as from here around. About this high. Stuff that people was a burning and a getting rid of. Hallelujah. It wasn't no message, church. It wasn't no fancy singing. It was the fire of God had fallen and God had turned their hearts back again. The Bible tells us in Genesis 35, God said unto Jacob, arise and go to Bethel and dwell there. Make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. Jacob said unto his household that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you. Be clean and change your garments. Let us arise and go to Bethel. And I will make there an altar unto God that answered me in the day of my distress as was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob their strange gods. Hallelujah, which were in their hand and all their earrings which were in their ears. Jacob hid them under the oak which was in Shechem. Now listen, I don't want to get off on something wild or crazy here. Amen, but if you read this, the Bible tells us, amen, that they hid that stuff under the oak. The Bible says that they gave unto Jacob all their strange gods. You know what that means? That Rachel got rid of those gods she stole from Laban, her dad. Hallelujah. Y'all know the story. Laban said, you stole my gods. I come to get them. And Rachel was going to have Joseph. Joseph was fixing to be born. And he said, no, it would have been Benjamin. This was just a few months later then. Amen. Because she got rid of her gods and then Rachel died right after that. Hallelujah. God got her right just before it was too late. Hallelujah. I said she got rid of all the gods just before it's too late. There's been many a time, brother and sister, that God would save somebody right before they died. I believe in it. Amen. I've seen it where God would reach down right before they passed away and God would save them. Amen. The Bible said that he came and God said unto him, hallelujah, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. He called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation, a company, a nation shall be with thee. You see, when we have the fire of God falling, we're going to get rid of all the prophets of Baal. I dare say when God moves in your family, I felt like the Lord dealt with me today. Now listen, y'all might think this is crazy. Amen. But I felt like when I was praying this afternoon that the Lord dealt with me. Amen. That he would let the fire fall. And when the fire falls, that we'd have a burning around here. Amen. And people would get rid of a lot of idols. Amen. Get rid of a lot of things that's hindered them. And they'd burn it and have revival. Hallelujah. I stand on it. Glory to God. Only God knows, but I believe God dealt with me. Amen. And I stand on it, Brother Wayne. Hallelujah. I believe God's going to help us. I believe God is going to let the fire fall. Listen, Jacob didn't jump all over the altar. You said, Brother Sam, we're going to have revival around here. If we was going to have revival, we'd be jumping. Like Sister Janice was saying, we'd be jumping and running, shouting. Amen. Well, I do jump and run and shout, and I know I wish I was tonight. Hallelujah. And I can. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, Elijah wasn't jumping, running, and shouting. He fell on his face and prayed 63 short words. Amen. And then the last phrase is what I'm preaching on. Oh, God! Turn our hearts back again. Hallelujah. And while we're right here in this church, God could be reaching into a home in Longview, Texas, where there's a backslider. He could be getting a hold of that heart and squeezing it like we could never imagine. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Bobby, God will have to turn their heart back again. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They took the prophets of Baal. Glory to God, that revival up there. Amen. In Oklahoma and all those kids, I want y'all to know, amen, hallelujah. I was talking about a while ago, said, I got a television in my pocket. I don't have a television in my pocket. I got a cell phone, but my point is you can see everything on television. I'm going to tell you something. We burnt 9 televisions. Hallelujah. You're talking about thousands of dollars worth of stuff we burnt up there. You know, the Bible says in Acts that they burnt all the stuff, and it was worth 50 pieces of silver. I'm going to tell you something. You can take all the money in the world, but give me Jesus. You can take all the possessions in this world, but give me Jesus. You can take all the fine things of this world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Hallelujah. They lined them up on the altar. Amen. You talking about, amen, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter number 19, take it all. You can have it all, but give me Jesus. Can I get a witness tonight? Elijah knelt down there and began to pray. And the Bible says while he was a-praying that the fire of God fell.
Amen.
Woo! And as soon as the fire of God fell, the people fell on their faces. And as soon as the fire of God falls in our life and in our church, amen, there'll be a reverence for God. And there'll be a worship for God like we've never had before. Hallelujah. And then the Bible said they took the prophets of Baal. Brothers and sisters, amen, I remember, and we've had some get rid of things around here before. Amen, I remember one time I was thinking about this afternoon after I felt like the Lord dealt with me. Amen, I remember, hallelujah. Amen, we was having youth rally, we was having revival. Somebody said, we're going to get rid of our television. I said, well, bring it on. We'll burn it on Friday night. Well, Friday night happened to be a youth rally. All these people was around. You know, the world can't understand. The world doesn't understand. They say it's a waste. It ain't no waste when you're saving your children's souls from hell. It ain't no waste, amen, when you're saving your own soul from hell. That ain't no waste. Amen. But I remember we was in youth rally. This place was packed out with people. Man, they opened that back door. They rolled that big old thing down here. Stood about this high. Y'all remember that? First thing I did, I got up and said, hey, y'all, we're burning this thing tonight. And I said, I know a bunch of you want to take it home with you. Hallelujah. I remember people looking at me, you know, from all those other churches, different things, thinking, my Lord, what in the world? Why in the world? We dig stuff like that out of dumpsters. You know what? You'd be better to throw it back in the dumpster instead of sending your soul to hell. The Bible said, and many believed and came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them which used curious arts and brought books together and burned them before all men. They counted the price of them, found it was 50,000 pieces of silver. Woo! Now we can build a new church with that. I tell you, you don't build a church with money. You build a church with the fire of God. Oh, I only got one amen on that. I'm going to run that by you again. You don't build church with money. You build the church with the fire of God. The Bible said the fire fell, sister. Amen. And it consumed the sacrifice. And it burned all the wood up. And it burned up the rocks. You're talking about a hot fire. Melt the rocks. And it licked up the water. Can't you hear? Shh. Sucking all that water out of that ditch. Elijah poured that water on that sacrifice so they would know it ain't fake.
Amen.
And your situation is getting so bad so God can show it ain't fake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And one more thing happened after the fire fell. One more thing happened, brother and sister. The rain came. Hallelujah. The fire fell. Amen. They burnt, hallelujah, the sacrifice. They killed the prophets of Baal. They took care, amen, of sin in their life. And then the rain came. Woo, glory to God. Amen. The rain came. Hallelujah. You know God will bless when the church is blessed. Hallelujah. The people are blessed.
Amen.
You follow it in the Bible. You follow it in history. You take a community or a nation or people. When the church is on fire and the church is blessed, all the people are blessed. People in the area are blessed. The economy in the area is blessed. Hallelujah. The church, amen, is not determined on what the economy is. The economy is determined on what the church is. Hallelujah. The church is not determined on what your pocketbook is. Your pocketbook is determined on what the church is. Hallelujah. The rain came. I know that, you know, we get so dry we can't believe this, but I'm going to tell it. I'm going to stand right in the face of hell and tell it anyways. When God sends revival, He'll bless your family.
Amen.
Hey, not just in salvation, but that too. He'll bless your marriage. He'll bless your finances. He'll bless your gardens. He'll bless your home. He'll bless everything about you. Hallelujah. That's why we need the fire to fall. Because the rain came after the fire fell. The Bible said that Elijah said unto Ahab, and I'm almost done. I'm preaching tonight on turn our hearts. Turn our hearts back again. Hallelujah. I can see it, church. I don't know if we can get a hold of it, but I can see it. I can see it in my spiritual eye. It's just a cloud the size of a man's hand. I can see it. I can see it. Hallelujah. God's turning people's hearts back to Him. God's turning backsliders' hearts back to Him. Hallelujah. God's a turning their hearts back. Some of them we don't even know about, but God's a dealing with them right now. Now stand flat footed and tell you, hallelujah, get ready. I already told you, get ready. Get this, scoot over. Hallelujah. Get them a spot right there in the chair. Amen. I know the devil's laughing in your ear saying it's impossible. This is nothing but a fake thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Scoot over. Hallelujah. Because they're coming. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Can I do something right now? Hallelujah. Can I do something right now? Somebody in here praying for somebody. You're praying for somebody to get saved. I want you to scoot over. Like you got it, like they're going to sit right there beside you. Scoot over so they can sit right there beside you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know this is a little different. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Just scoot over. Just move or something. Say, hallelujah. Take your hand and put it around that empty chair right there. Lord, I believe you right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody else. Come on, scoot over. Hallelujah. I know this is crazy. I know it is. Hallelujah. We're almost done. You want them to come. You want them to get saved. Put your arm around them. Hallelujah. Maybe both arms around somebody. Hallelujah. God's going to bring them in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain is what Elijah said. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Get up. Get up, Ahab. Get up. Don't let the rain stop you. Glory to God. There's a cloud in the sky the size of a man's hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn our hearts back again, God. Turn our hearts back again, God. Turn our hearts back again, God. Let us fall on our faces on Mount Carmel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand together with me tonight, church. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, you need God to help you in your life. You need God to touch you. I have faith in God tonight. I may not know nothing about you, but I have faith in God. God will help you tonight. I want to pray with you. God's going to help you. God will meet your need. God's able. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty big God. Glory to God. We serve a mighty big God. Hallelujah. You need prayer tonight. I want you to come. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Come on to the front, church. Let's gather in here and pray tonight. Hallelujah. God, turn our hearts back again. Turn our hearts back again, Lord. Turn our hearts back again.